This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Angela Filia is our guest with Max Kaiser. Of course, at MaxKaiser.com. Final segment with these folks. Then we are getting back into Scalia. What the Russians are saying could cause World War III and more coming up with the invasion and expansion of the proxy war in Syria and Ukraine. So that is all coming up. Let me ask both of you, because you're both in Europe. I consider the UK to be right there in Europe, you know, 70 miles across the English channel there. But trying to understand this to both of you, both to Angela and also to Max, for you it's a little closer to home, war with Russia, open discussions, Medvedev saying this is escalating into World War III, a lot of mainline analysts saying that. What is your view on the prospect of larger wars in Europe?
Well, right now I feel like we're really being torn between the United States and Russia, and we're kind of caught in the middle between all these huge entities who are like having a tug of war going on. And we're caught in the middle. And the information is not very clear on that, which is why with the Pirate Party we've started a platform to collect all the information that is available. It's called DutchVote.eu. If you don't mind me plugging that.
Plug everything. Plug the promotion of free speech. Yeah. Tell me about the ways that you're trying to defend free speech.
So there's a lot of biased reporting going on in media on both sides. So what we're trying to do with the Pirate Party is provide a platform. We're actually working on for now it's Dutch, but we're working on an English language platform on DutchVote.eu.
And what's exciting is Max talked about Pirate Party years ago. Just like UKIP, you could say it's more right wing or whatever. The point is, it's spreading as a populist vehicle, and so it's exciting to see the Pirate Party growing as well.
Yeah, we're very much for a democracy, an informed democracy, which is kind of an important point for an informed democracy. Right now, we're not being informed, and we're not getting a democratic vote voiced. So we're really pushing for both those points, information and democracy.
And what's the website again?
DutchVote.eu.
DutchVote.eu. I want you both to have a final comment in the 2 minutes we have left. But, Max, I'm going to be on your show, which is global, reaches literally hundreds of millions of people. It's on all over the world on the main RT. And I know you plan to have me on about a week and a half. Who knows what the topic will be then? But what are you thinking we're going to be discussing? What are you mainly focusing on right now? What are other big hot-button issues?
Well, leading up to these elections, Alex, you and your crew are doing an excellent job covering all the stories. And so here, I think we're going to be picking your brain about what's happening. And, of course, you had Donald Trump on your show, remarkably. The mainstream has really turned to your show because they understand that you're talking directly to people in an unfiltered way. I mean, when I come on your show, I've been on your show for years. I've never been asked to filter in any way at all. It's completely unscripted, uncensored, just raw. And people, that's what people want now. That's what they need. They're tired of the posing and the mainstream, the actors that appear. But just on this point about what's happening here with the Netherlands is also, there's a referendum coming up about supporting the EU inclusion of Ukraine into the EU. And the mainstream media is trying to get the Dutch people to accept the Ukraine into EU. Without telling them that they're stepping into a proxy war between America and Russia.
And being signed onto the EU's debt.
And, yeah, and all everything that comes with the EU, which is a sinking hole of debt and depravity, but the mainstream media here is like, la-di-da, we have to have
exactly. Ansel, a real quick 30-second answer. Do you think the EU is going to stay together, or do you think it's going to break up and come and turn into something different?
From here,
no, Bernie. Do you think the EU will survive?
You know, I'm afraid it will.
Well, we would definitely want to have you both back on very, very soon. Say hi to Stacey for me. Ms. Herbert, and we will see you guys soon. Thank you, Max Kaiser. We'll be back with Dr. Pachenik.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Lines form on my face and hands, lines form from the ups and downs. I'm in the middle without any plan.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live covering the incredible developments worldwide. I really appreciate Dr. Steve Pachenik coming on short notice. He's an MD, PhD, an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. Co-wrote a whole bunch of Tom Clancy's books. As the Jack Ryan character is a composite based a lot on him. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over 20 years' experience resolving international crises, hostage situations for the State Department. StevePachenik.com. He was the head of their psychological warfare operations as well. One of the guys that with top generals helped start the Delta Force and more. And he has been involved in overthrowing governments on record, actually quarterbacking those operations. So he's a smart guy to be able to really give us in-depth QMET, but also he's been in the Council on Foreign Relations and resigned from it after 9/11 because of what he wrote down to be a false flag. It's genius that Donald Trump obviously has come out and saying, hey, you want to attack me? You want to play games? You want to say I hurt women? Bill Clinton's a rapist. Hey, you want to play games on national security? You're not a hero, Bush. You let 9/11 happen. And I have to know Trump's ready to go further. Trump is a listener. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's why they don't even attack Trump for coming on this show, because they didn't fall into his trap. They almost did. So if Trump isn't a good guy, he is one of the most sneaky, high-powered manipulators I've ever seen. To actually come out, take over, be ahead in the race, in a dead heat with Hillary. It's just amazing. This country's in the middle of revolution, and the tyrants are trying to come in with their own revolution to block it. This just happened, as you know, in the last hour, terror attack in Turkish capital targets, military personnel, and an explosion targeting Turkish military buses carrying personnel killed at least 18 and wounded 45 others in the capital. And it's already Wednesday over there, and what government officials called an act of terror. The U.S. Embassy activated duck and cover following a nearby explosion, a U.S. government source told Fox News. So all hell is breaking loose, and Dr. Pachinik can speak to that strategy of tension and who he thinks may be behind this. But you've got the Saudis rolling in, saying get ready for ground war against the Russians in Syria. You've got Medvedev last week saying this could lead to a large new world war. You've got top U.S. generals on Fox calling for war with Russia, retired generals. This is really a wild time. And the reason we have Dr. Pachinik here out of the gates, and I hope he'll cover this first, I don't know his view yet. His website, stevepachinik.com, obviously find his nonfiction and fiction books there. But I don't know his view on this yet. You look at what happened with Scalia. You look at how they wrote a script here with a pillow on his head, but don't worry, no foul play. And we're not going to have an autopsy written to make people think something happened. I was the first to question it. Now they've got all these top police detectives, the head of the detectives operation in, you know, New York, D.C., all these top forensics people are on CBS News going, no, this stinks to high heaven. The default's an autopsy. I know Dr. Pachinik's been involved in autopsies. He understands law. And, of course, he's also been a covert operations commander in combat as well and secret operations. So he can speak to this on every angle. So if he disagrees with me that I think there's some hanky-panky, that's fine, because I really respect his opinion. I don't know it yet. Dr. Pachinik, thank you. What do you really think's going on here?
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be on the audience, on your show again. Honestly, I think Scalia's death has more relevance to what you and your great audience and Trump has been doing to then the actual death of Scalia. And let me explain it. We have had, since you and I have had a 14 or 15 year relationship, we have been attacked, not only you, but I, repeatedly as truthers, conspiracy. That is the way the establishment, and as you call it, the decaying media, has been putting us in the corner. What we're dealing with is far greater than Scalia. You hit it right on the head now. Whether he was killed or was not killed is irrelevant to the following issue. We, the American people, no longer trust Obama, no longer trust the Bushes, no longer trust the Clintons. That's a statement of fact. The statement of revolution has been that we have not allowed ourselves to be cowed by individuals or by groups. In your case, you've remained on the air, and I've been very proud of you, and I've been very proud of the audience. In my case, they try to shut me up with subpoenas and other operations that I understood and were able to avert. The real issue at hand, it's Scalia may be the flashpoint, but we are now entering the heat of battle. And the battle, basically, is a revolutionary battle where Trump correctly is saying the things that you have said, the audience has said, and we have talked about. Every time Trump talks about 9/11, it's a coded message to warn the Bushes that you are on trial. It's not simply that I happen to know, as Trump says, the people who own the building, but I happen to know who did it as well. Trump is exceedingly bright. He's exceedingly incisive. I could not have predicted 5 years ago, even a year ago, that Trump would have come to the forefront. But thanks to Roger Stone, to Corey Lentkowski and others from the Tea Party and other parties, They've come forward and picked the right man who was not beholden to anybody. So what are we really talking about when Scalia's dead? The attention focuses to the Clintons, correctly. Why? Because Hillary Clinton has a history of lying, distortion, killing, and assassination, as does Bill. Despite the fact that both of them are cowardly, both of them are inept, and I happen to know for a fact, and they have a lovely daughter. The truth of the matter is, Michael Flynn, the former director general, the former lieutenant general
of the intelligence
agency, stated very clearly to Hillary Clinton on Fox Network and everywhere else, and I wrote a blog, Michael Flynn, who's the extremely highly regarded intelligence operative under McChrystal, said repeatedly, Hillary Clinton should stop the campaign. She has violated the security.
And he said we were ordered to create ISIS and give them power to take over Syria. He said that on Al Jazeera and on Fox, which to me signaled a rebellion within the military, a soft Valkyrie. And so this is all about pushing a referendum of we don't trust you. You're illegitimate. We don't buy anything you're selling. Even if you say that that the moon is made out of rock, we don't believe it because you said it.
Correct, Alex. So let me put it in another way. We said it for a long time, and sometimes you had to quiet me down. But for years, I've said we've had a military that went to war in combat, rightfully or wrongfully, who's come back and said enough is enough, and we will perform what is called a soft coup. We saw it with Dempsey a couple of months ago when I spoke on your show, and when Dempsey basically said, I can't trust my own generals. I don't trust the White House, which he's correct.
You and Colonel Schaefer and others said two plus years ago that he had gone to the White House and said, the military's not backing you openly bombing Syria. No, we're going to help the Russians. That was a soft coup right there. That came out, as you know, with Cy Hirsch and is now confirmed. That is sensationally good news.
Exactly. Now, on top of that, for me to tell you that Michael Flynn, the Defense Intelligence Agency, I can't tell you, more important than Scalia is Michael Flynn. Why? Because he and James Clapper, and I can't invoke Clapper, but Clapper's a good man who's director of national intelligence, the both of them really oversee 15 of our intelligence units in the military, not only civilian, but in the military. And he has warned her, and he has basically informed the American public to resist in the best way possible, which is to deny the election to the Bushes, deny the election to the Clintons, and deny them to anyone else, except for the man who can speak the loudest and can say what he has to say. Whether Trump knows the details of force structures or conventional systems, or he knows the intelligence, it's not as relevant to me.
And here's the big news I want to give people. You knew what was going on.
Correct.
The day after I had Stone on, you basically on air repeated the conversation I had with him in there. And you hadn't even talked to him. You just know who he is. And they basically telegraphed to me that, hey, Trump's on board. He knows what's going on. We're going to set him up on your show if they go after him for 9/11 truth. But they were smart enough to not do it. So it shows that there are large cadres in the government that have actually recruited Trump and that Trump had to spend weeks thinking about it a year ago. Plus, and literally thinking about how he might have to face his death. So whatever you want to say about Trump, he is making a run at him, and they are really concerned.
And without being an exaggeration, this is the equivalent of a new American revolution. You and I have waited for 14 years since 9/11. What Trump did on the past weekend and attacked George Bush Jr. was right on the mark.
Scared the hell out of them.
Very clearly.
They're scared.
They're scared. And what you're seeing now is the desperation of what happened in the French Revolution. The kings and queens, their heads are going to be cut off. And Hillary, her head is going to be cut off. In the case of Bush Jr., his head is going to be cut off. That's metaphorically speaking. As long as the American public thrusts forward and keeps up that momentum, basically what they're saying is that the Republican establishment is finished, which it is, because I can't believe McCain and a whole bunch of those old farts really represent anything other than their own vested interests. And when you see, Graham Lindsay, Miss Lindsay talking, even though he's been in combat, he's been in the military, I give him credit, he's not relevant. And what Trump is doing...
Stay there. We got to go to break, Dr. Pachinik. But I want to come back and ask, how will the globalists strike back? Because you know, is it a false flag, a war? How are they going to strike back?
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In the late 80s, the Soviet Union began to fall when Romania fell. Ceausescu.
He seemed to be invincible. But over time, he basically had about a 95% unfavorable rating. That's what Congress has, is about a 91%, 92% negative. The average U.S. citizen sees the, quote, federal government as the number one threat. And now they have black sedans that go to my guest houses and basically threaten them. We get threatened. That doesn't intimidate everybody. And historically, you may intimidate 90% of people. The other 10% is going to defeat you because we're in the right. And the average person in the federal government isn't our enemy either. It's the criminals that have hijacked it. And Dr. Pachinik's with us until about 40 after. I really appreciate him coming on. I'll get into other really important breaking world news and information. But I'm not bragging when I do a Facebook mentions Saturday night at 8 o'clock at night and just say, watch him not do an autopsy. Watch him do this and that. From the way they announced it, it looks suspicious. This isn't standard. They're ignoring all the defaults. And then now there's 19,000 articles today with my name in it worldwide attacking me. But police and everybody are coming out, and Michael Savage is coming out, and Donald Trump's coming out and saying, no, it does look suspicious. And the more they change their story, the worse it looks. That's a referendum on how discredited they are. But listen, I don't enjoy the power trip of being the guy willing to do this. I want to see him defeated. I want to see more people jump in first ahead of me because it is dangerous, and I'm willing to die. But I'll tell you this, I don't tempt the fates. I don't flirt with it. I'm not macho. I'm not looking for it. I have a duty, and I'm going to do it. But I tell you this, folks, now every week we're changing the narrative and hurting them, and it's making them mad. We've interviewed Hillary and our run into her and Jeb and everybody. I know I'm ranting, Dr. Pachinik. I'm kind of asking you as a you know really smart mentor from the inside what you think. I can feel in my gut the danger. And the creepiness that when they see InfoWars now as a reporter, they get an adrenaline rush. They stand up like a cat getting electrocuted, and their people all freak out with fear when they hear my name or see our flag on a microphone. So I know these are dangerous killers. These are mafia dons. And it doesn't scare me, but it's bracing and nauseating to see them react in fear of my name or my symbols. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, I think it's a tribute to you and your millions of people in the audience around the world to know that we all believe in an alternative narrative, which is not given by the standard media or the presidency. Basically, what you're involved in now, and I say it in terms of the intelligence operative that I was or am, you're involved in agitation propaganda. What we're doing now on your part and what you have done effectively is to basically agitate the entire structure of not one administration, but three administrations spanning over 30 years. At the same time, because of your vocal opinion, and I'm not talking, you know, to flaunt you or laud you, but you have done a remarkable job of taking the information that we now know on the internet and the people who are long, who come along with us, the military men who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, who understood that the biggest lie that was given to them was by a coward who avoided the draft named George W. Bush Jr. and another coward who avoided the draft 11 times named Cheney, all of whom can pronounce big words and send everyone to war except themselves or their brothers. Neither Neil, Marvin, Jeb, or George, all cowards. Not maybe cowards, but cowards, outright cowards and disgusting individuals.
And it's one thing if they dodge the draft, but then to be warmongers on top of it later.
That's the way to cover up the fact that they're cowards. So those who send us to war and never been to war, we will have to deny. And this is where the Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans, the brave warriors who went forth, the men and women, to stand up and say, we've had enough. You want to go to war, Mr. Cruz? You go to Canada and join up and go with the military. You want to go to war, Mr. Rubio? You've never been to war, but you've certainly been, your brother-in-law has certainly been in the cocaine wars in Miami. So what's happening is a lot of the issues of truth are coming forth. Will they assassinate you? No, I can guarantee you that. And the reason is very simple. Whoever they is, number one, not interested in assassinating you or anybody else. And number two, there is an inability within the structure to have assassinations committed without outsourcing. Let me be very clear. the people who usually did the dirty work in the JFK assassination came out of Texas. I don't want to go into their names, but many of the presidents were involved. Senior Bush, Nixon, and others were involved in the assassination of Kennedy. He should never have been president. He had Addison's disease.
Stay there. This is amazing info. Stay right there. I mean, we know it was exactly who you mentioned in LBJ, and we had the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt, which we premiered here. We'll be back. The Big Event.
We're on the march.
I was a back
the Empire's
on the Big Event.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Upset it in Dallas.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Steve Machenik's our guest, and I appreciate him coming on about the Scalia situation. And I just love his answer because he just crystallized it all in 1 minute, what I've been babbling about for 4 days. And that is, it doesn't matter whether they killed him or not. No one believes anything they say. They've got polls out there where over 80% of Americans don't believe it. Almost all the comments don't believe it. And their response in the news is just to make stuff up and say that I said Obama strangled him and killed Leonard Nimoy. I said we should investigate this. There should be an autopsy. And I don't want to make it about myself, but I want to understand this because I'm just a guy, and again, what I've done is a model, obviously, and what Dr. Pachinik's done is a model, and I'm trying to understand this myself because it's so surreal.
And Dr. Pachinik was on just a month ago saying basically the liberty movement, which you became a spokesman of, is like rock and roll. It's like a new cultural wave that can't be stopped. And I'm just part of the branding organically of people not buying into the system anymore. So I'm just one figurehead. But and that's great because, believe me, I don't like messing with all these dangerous people all day. I mean, I'll do what I have to do, but I really want to just see America made great again. I want to reverse this downward slide. I don't think there's going to be some type of utopia coming, but whenever I've been around recently retired generals or former special forces colonels or current Delta Force people, you name it, some of them have been here in studio, others, you know, have been on the show. They'll actually ask me, hey, really, what intelligence agency are you with? What class are you? You know, did you get sheep dipped out of high school? Because a lot of people get recruited out of high school in these agencies. And I'm like, no, I've never been part of any agency, any group, nothing. 2 years at community college. I was about to go to UT for RTF. They were teaching 10-year-old information. I went and did an access show, got a local radio show, got into radio sales. I'm nothing. Half the time it's unlistenable. It's that nobody else was organic and did this. And I'm just sick of, like, state, high-level state people come over to my table in downtown Austin and ask me what agency I'm with. Police chiefs think I'm in some secret agency. Military people think I'm some secret guy. And I'm just an organic American and a Texan that has been defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And it's like people can't believe there'd be someone that could be successful, as if you've got to be in some, like, you know, they hand all these little intelligence agency names and all this stuff. It's like Pachinik says, he's back in the old days of HUMET, where they were actually out there doing stuff. Now it's just endless agencies and titles and, you know, guys speaking in their arm things with, you know, glasses pulling up trying to intimidate me. I just laugh at them. It's like they've gone from being real men to pretending to be real men. And then the real men in the military and everywhere else see that they're a joke. And it's just a disaster. But I don't mean to rant, sir. I want to get into Russia and the Saudi Arabia situation, the election, where you think it's going and the time we have left. But how do I respond to these other government people thinking I must be part of some branch of a government? And then at another level, I do have branches of different agencies actually trying to couple with what we're doing to resist the globalist. And I'm not working with some agency, you know, in an official capacity. I don't sit there and get orders. It doesn't work like that. It's just people that also want to resist this. It's like V for Vendetta, where everybody doesn't have to get orders. They all just show up at the same time. You get what I'm saying, sir?
You hit it right on the head. What's different now and why the organizations and the government cannot function anymore is the fact that the Internet was used, and when I first learned about it in 1973 when I was studying at MIT, we learned the Internet and social media. So imagine that. That was 73. That was funded by DARPA and the CIA. 30, 40 years later, the difference is that we, the people, are now using the Internet to undermine the credibility of the government. So no matter what Obama says, he's not relevant. He gave a lecture last night as to why Trump could not be the president of the United States. It's absurd that a man like him, who had no skills whatsoever, none, had never accomplished anything in the world, was reduced to the fact that he's giving a lecture as if he were a professor, when in fact he was nothing. He's just a CIA little operative who they pumped right up to the system, and he got in through lying, cheating in the Chicago mill. So what's happening is you just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it. Keep uncovering what you consider to be the truth and what we know to be the truth. Will there be another false flag? Probably. There are only so many things this government is able to do, and believe me, they're getting less and less effective. More importantly is that the government is going off on its own. It doesn't really care what the American people says. The president can make all kinds of treaties which have very little relevance to us.
TPP, it's never been more obvious. It's just a breakaway rogue government.
Well, you know, we allowed it to happen. We gave funding to a bunch of people who are called legislators who sit there, do nothing really most of the time. They spend most of their time, the senators and congressmen, just going through process and going on junkets, and they're not relevant to us. In the 21st century, believe me, they're not relevant. And in fact, there's a real issue now as to whether a president is relevant. In my opinion, not. that were.
Well, you always talk about how incompetent their information warfare is based on lies. Their counterpoints are all written scripts of the stupidest stuff that I would write to discredit myself if I was doing that. I mean, they're just so sophomoric.
Well, here's the point. The point is very simple. They're not functional. They forget or they don't want to mention that Hillary Clinton, Obama, Samantha Power, Susan Rice created the disaster they had in Libya. Now what are they saying? Oh, we can correct that a disaster. Instead of just attacking Libya, we'll attack it again in order to form a new government. That was exactly the same stupid reasoning that occurred in the Iraq situation, that occurred in Afghanistan, and Yemen and Sudan. So you have a repetition of stupidity, which has to stop. And the American public has to say, you know what, we're not going overseas. In a way, I had wished we had the draft, because the most important deterrent to going overseas or going to an unnecessary battle are the mothers who go out into the streets and say, no, I'm not going to sacrifice my son. You didn't see Bush sacrifice any of his sons. You didn't see Clinton sacrifice.
What is the social engineering about trying to put women in frontline combat?
Well, what they're doing is giving, basically, they're trying to do what the Israeli model is to integrate women into the social system and be responsive to the legal imperatives of having women do equal duty. Whether they can or not, quite frankly, I don't know. I do know that women in the intelligence service, particularly in human, are extremely good. In many ways, I find them overall to be somewhat superior to the men. But that's in my business, in human and other elements of intelligence, because they're far more sophisticated in absorbing a span of contradictions and simultaneous problems as opposed to men. But that's my prejudice. The reality is we're feminizing our army. We don't have an army. We have 2.2 million people, but our teeth-to-tail ratio, that means the people who actually fight compared to the support group, is so small. We maybe have 15 or 20,000 who can fight at most. We have 4,000 going into Djibouti in Cote d'Ivoire, which gets sent around all of AFRICOM. Do we really belong in AFRICOM? No. Do we really belong in Iraq or in Afghanistan?
Well, that was my next question. What is, in your expert view, Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest, stevepachinik.com, what is the state of the world geopolitical and military situation right now? Talk of this leading into major world wars, Medvedev, the Russian Prime Minister.
Not really. No, what I'm looking at is a far more serious problem than major wars of combat. What I'm looking at is the fact that China, not purposely, but China inadvertently is going down the tubes very quickly financially. President Xi Jinping is not capable of handling the fundamental problem, which is structural in China, in that they have to transform from an export to a consumer economy where the people are getting paid more and there's no more slave labor like they have in Vietnam. So the president is losing, Xi Jinping is losing an immense amount of dollars or yuan, and it's devaluating very quickly, which will create a deflationary spiral all over the world. On the other side, I have Russia having the same problem. Oil has dropped down. Our sanctions have been effective, and the ruble has gone down immensely. So the real war that's going on is not with bullets.
It's economic.
It's not even in Syria. It's economic. And fortunately for the geniuses, in 1944, on December 27th, who created the Bretton Woods Conference, we Americans are fortunate because they forced the entire world to get denominated against the dollar, not against the yuan.
And this is the problem. We have the corrupt, decadent, delusional elite, stolen valor, Hillary Clinton like Brian Williams, lying about all our combat, you know, in Serbia and the rest of it, this ridiculous garbage, or Bosnia. And they've now inherited all of this American century, all the American ingenuity, all the American master planning, and even inheriting the British Empire. And they're just sitting on top of it, ruining our name, bankrupting us. Still people inside the American Empire running it, but it's falling apart as a bunch of Neros, you know, run around on top of it, taking 4 month vacations. So where do you see that going as that very elite imbibes in leftist ideology and wants to mop up the libertarian movement in America, thus killing the golden goose? I really see them really wanting to crush an American renaissance when that American renaissance is their only hope.
Well, the reality is, whether the wealthy just lost about 25 to 30% of their net worth in the past 6 to 8 weeks. China lost in the past 6 to 8 weeks $10 trillion worth of yuan in their economy. So what's going to happen on this economic warfare is, as we have deflation and the value of assets start going down, and we have a Federal Reserve that really doesn't know what it's doing, Yellen has no idea when to increase the rate and when to decrease it, we're going to be handed a double situation, deflation and possible inflation,
yes,
and that stagflation. So the real war that we have is an economic war, not against China, not even against Russia, but internally. We have to start manufacturing. We have to stop allowing our government, our industries to go to Mexico and Vietnam.
Selling them off.
Trump is correct. That's correct.
Treason.
The hedge funds have to be disbanded. There's no reason why we have big banks.
What about China trying to buy the Chicago Mercantile Exchange? I mean, that sounds like they just want to buy off all that fraud to prop themselves up.
Well, they can try to buy anything they want, but the truth of the matter is, like Japan went around 20 years ago buying up everything we had, they then lost it because China cannot sustain a drainage over $10 trillion. Their Federal Reserves and their currency reserves are in the billions, and they're losing it. They have to maintain a liquidity that they can't manage. In short, what I'm saying to the audience is, America is still very powerful. It doesn't matter if I got Mickey Mouse there, Donald Duck, or Obama. The truth of the matter is, the infrastructure where I have the governors and the commissioners on a much more local level functioning, and the American individual is really creating his or her own in business and having the cash flows they need, we will still sustain our greatness. As for the people on top, they're not going to be as relevant. If you think that a Scalia was that important, not really. The only one who really damaged the whole system was Roberts, when he created the notion that a company is an individual and therefore you could have as much money as you wanted to. Trump is stopping that. He's basically saying, look, I'm a billionaire. I don't need the money. I don't care about the favors. I don't need to have.
Well, as you said, we have to have the Henry Ford idea, and he was a bad guy in some ways but good in others, that your employees got enough money to buy your product. There's got to be an economy. They just can't game it, suck it all dry. They're going to live in giant palaces surrounded by ghettos. We really don't want to go this third world model that they're trying to sell, that it's so great to be austere and all this garbage. As soon as your new book comes out, Dr. Pechenik, I want to have you on. Give us a sneak peek.
Thank you.
In the next 60 seconds about your new book, folks can find out about it.
It's called Theodore. It's about a woman who was brave enough to leave France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, and come to the United States because she loved her sons and she loved America. She loved it so much, I called it Theodora. That was my mother. So it's an interesting book. It's a book about what happens when you have the need for survival and the need for love. That's it. Love and survival are the only two things that count in this country and in this world. She loved America and America loved her. And that's why I end this talk with you. We're a great country. We shouldn't give up. We shouldn't stop our protests. And you should not stop your discussions on what's happening. The truth of the matter is, we're hurting them very badly. And what you're seeing is a frightened animal on all sides, on Obama, on the Bushes, and the Clinton, because this is the last gasp they have before they go down. And they know it. So they're going to hit a lot more. And if we keep Trump up there, and ironically, Sanders, who's a social Democrat, he's pulling all the votes away from Hillary. It's become a paradox of irony.
Well, Dr. Pechenik, I thought the book was coming out. Is it out yet?
It is out, yeah. It'll come out, and you'll have a site there where it can be bought.
Absolutely. Well, StevePechenik.com has the link to it. I guess it's pre-orders now. But I want to get you on as soon as it comes out to really talk about your mom and your interesting life. And I guess out of Russia into Europe, then into Cuba, then into the United States. And I know a lot of what you've been involved in has been classified. And of course, you talk about some of it, then you get the Justice Department subpoenaing you. But I tell you, just amazing life you've had so far. And I don't know how much of it you can get into here on the air.
Let me tell you, I love the FBI, and they take care of me, but truthfully, they have to hand me the subpoenas that are ordered from the Department of Justice and the State Department. That's part of the give and take, my friend, and they're going to harass you, they're going to harass me, and they'll harass many others. But as long as we believe in this country, and as long as we believe the ability to protest, we'll do okay. No one will touch you. Trust me, Alex. They are smart enough to understand the best thing they could do is to leave you alone, to leave me alone.
Well, I know this. Anywhere I go now, when crazies come after me, police just pop out of the woodwork and stop them. I actually have the police and feds actually like hovering around one group of them watching me to protect me. And then there's these other groups. I never knew I'd get into like a James Bond lifestyle doing this, Doc. It's crazy.
Well, you are. And welcome to that world. You're in an agitation propaganda world and welcome to it. You might as well enjoy it and tell your people to enjoy it. This is what it's about. You agitate until you get what you want and they agitate back. Whoever continues to agitate wins. That's the name of the game.
Resistance is victory. StevePachinik.com. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Alex. And thank you, audience. God bless you.
Thank you. Buckley came in here earlier, and he said, yeah, the show's exploding. The bandwidth costs are exploding. Everything's insane, but you're not bringing money in this week. So plug stuff. Usually our best seller is Liver Shield. You take it with the oxy powder. You can go look about the cleanse with the gallbladder and all of it. It's dramatic. It's insane. It's the quickest results of any of our products. I mean, like 98% of people just have over-the-top results, regardless you're funding the broadcast. Consult a physician beforehand. This is a serious cleanse. There's nothing like this cleanse. With Liver Shield that you take for a week and then the oxy powder and the apple cider vinegar, we don't sell that. You can get it at the Whole Foods or wherever. It's just over-the-top. InfoWarsLife.com. Do yourself a big favor. And the InfoWar, helping fund us. Go there and check out the informational videos with Leanne McAdoo, Dr. Group, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com. And the main store with the new Hillary for President shirt and more is InfoWarsStore.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KittyArmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Bye.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to cover some Hillary news, and that reminds me, we have the limited edition Hillary for President shirt that a few sizes are left in, and it's gone. And then for the rest of this year until the election ends, we have a limited edition that's Hillary for President and beyond. But her is the Joker on the front saying, what difference does it make? And on the back, it's the campaign style shirt, like the original, but a little bit different design, saying Hillary for President 2016 and beyond, Infowars.com, with Infowars.com on the right shoulder. A really powerful shirt. It's very, very popular. And it's got 5-star reviews from folks that have already gotten there. It's a very, very nice shirt. We keep it very inexpensive. I think it was like printed in Honduras, or the cottons from there was made, you know, sewn together, and the stamps and all of it here in the United States. Most of our shirts are actually made in the U.S., but that boosts the price up to like $25. So these political ones, we are just churning out. What difference does it make? Anyways, as Hillary says, and let's see what she had to say about this shirt at a speech in Harlem yesterday, another coughing fit.
Are running the legal clinic at the University of Arkansas to represent inmates. Excuse me.
She's been doing this for months. Look at that creature.
Too much to say.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
That's been part of my mission.
Oh, she's falling. She's super sick.
Representing
the wolves are surrounding her. Scalia's a messenger. Everybody to back off. I mean,
it was about making people's
this just goes on and on. Let's just stop it. By the way, Joe Biggs, they had to go on to the next location with some big breaking news on the death of Scalia. I'm just going to leave it at that. No other media is doing this. I'm not bragging. I don't want to be in that position, but it's our responsibility. We're going to do it. And he wasn't irritated when I had to cut him off for the last guest, but he wants to tell more later. They got harassed really bad out there at the ranch where Scalia died. And, we have ways of looking into that. We'll just leave it at that. Just look for some really big breaking news at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I am completely out of control today. There is so much earth-shattering news, and I got to about 10% of it. I haven't even been taking calls. But we've been focusing on the big narrative here. And that is, the establishment doesn't control the narrative and doesn't run the show. And not everybody's a coward, and not everybody cares what the mainstream media says. And now folks are learning, when you get attacked by the mainstream media, you rise like a Donald Trump, like a Matt Drudge, like an Alex Jones. And so that's why people like Tucker Carlson, who's a smart guy, used to criticize me years ago. He can now come along and be even more hardcore, because he always wanted to be. He genuinely now, I know he's a patriot, libertarian guy, he can be more hardcore now, because now it's safer to do. And that's okay. Just like it was safer after I came out and said, investigate this as a homicide Saturday. That's the state law, by the way. And now that's top story at DrudgeReport.com, or was earlier today. And again, it's not, hey, look what we did again. It's that you have power. I didn't get trained by guys in black sunglasses, okay? And I'm not saying there aren't some good people that have been trained like that, but you get put in a system and controlled and compartmentalized. I'm not compartmentalized. I have been a wild man since the day I was born, and I am organic and real, and that's why they try to constantly claim I'm a government agent or I'm the CIA. I wouldn't want to be in the CIA. People say that's so prestigious. You heard Larry Nichols in the Army working for those groups. He said he noticed everybody was dying by 35. They were killing them. They were getting rid of them. I saw that happen, folks, with my family. People go, oh, look, the proof, he's in it. No, I told you, I know it's bad. I'm not in it. See? So, yeah, I guess that's one reason I'm not an idiot, is because I guess I come from Stockton, Texas, on both sides of my family, that, you know, the government knew would get the job done. But that wasn't our government. That was criminals. You understand that? That's the difference. So, yeah, I guess I do come from the stuff that gets stuff done, but I'm not in those agencies. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Rob Due coming up.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and